find out what you've been missing in your life with A Balanced Life, featuring Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. They'll show you how to savor your life. Each episode is filled with energized conversations featuring insightful and informative expert guests who will teach you practical ways to nourish and invigorate your life so you can experience health, balance, and vitality every day. You'll find yourself smiling as you experience the liveliness and charismatic wit between Beth, Tracy, and their guests. What makes you happy, healthy, and feeling alive? Spend an hour with Beth and Tracy and find out. We're happy you're here.
Hello, everyone. My name is Beth Aldrich, and welcome to our show. I'm here with my host, Tracy Mallett. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Beth. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. It's so lovely to hear your voice.
You've got your voice back, too.
I know. If the show was 2 days ago, you would be hearing Tracy and not me. So, goodness gracious.
There's so many viruses going around right now, so we have to be really careful and eat a lot of vitamin C and keep away from all those nasty bugs, you know?
Well, interestingly enough, I do a lot of homeopathics, so I've mm-hmm. been getting better, but it's just not super duper speedy, you know, and I never felt sick. I just sound funny. how has your week been? Anything exciting and new going on for you?
Well, actually, this weekend was beautiful. I went to Los Gatos, mm-hmm. and I don't know whether you've ever been, Beth, but it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's right up in, like, the foothills, and it was beautiful. The mountains were there. It was a gorgeous day, and I was actually there, and it was really cute. I was actually with the biggest baby moon. Yes, the baby moon. I know, isn't this crazy?
baby moon.
It was with thebump.com and then Fit Pregnancy Magazine, which we've all heard of.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. There was like 15 couples, mm-hmm. and 15 couples who were due to have babies. Most of them were in the second and third trimester. And it was a whole weekend dedicated for them. And they did like workshops on body casting and Tori Kropp did a great conference on, and she wrote the book, The Joy of Pregnancy, you know, how we all just get taken away with, you know, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, and we all mm-hmm. get stressed out. Are we going to parent right? Am I going to deliver right? You know, am I exercising right, you know? So she was great, and then I taught a prenatal Pilates class and talked about the benefits of exercise. But what was really cute was the men were mimicking the women because I had the couples coming in, and the men found it much harder than what the females did. It was really cute.
Isn't that always the case?
I know, but it was really cute. But one of the things that was very interesting what Fit Pregnancy brought up was how important it is, you know, when you have a baby, that obviously you've got to put all your energy into having a newborn. However, not to forget about you as a couple.
Right.
And I think this is a great segue for our guest that's going to be talking today.
Exactly.
It's really important to work on your relationship and not put all your energy into children, because without a relationship, obviously, it's going to cause some effect on the child. So it was very interesting for me this weekend.
It sounds like a really fun weekend. I'm envious. I wish I could have joined you. Well, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I wanted to tell you a little bit about our first guest today. Dana Hilmer is our guest, and she is, and you already know this, Tracy, but for our listeners, she is the president of Lifestyle Mom Incorporated, and that's a media and marketing company dedicated to inspiring, entertaining, and motivating women to, as you say, create a family life and me life, you know, that you can truly love. And what I love about Dana is that she not only is the founder and editor in chief of her website, lifestylemom.com, but she's also the host of Lifestyle Mom Radio Cafe that airs live on latalkradio.com, which you and I are going to be a guest on in the upcoming future. And, you know, Dana writes and speaks on the topics that every mom, you and I, and all of us listening, really wrestle with as we embark on a personal journey of becoming the perfect lifestyle mom. You know, that's a woman that loves her family and she loves her own life. But lovely enough, too, is she is the author of the book Blindsided by a Diaper. Over 30 men and women reveal how parenthood changes a relationship, written by Random House. And she's also the co-creator of Blindsided by a Diaper, the musical, which really right now is in development. So I'm excited to hear a little bit more about that. So I would love to welcome Dana to the show. Hello, Dana.
Hi, Beth, and hi, Tracy. Great to be on the show.
Hi.
You've got a lot going on. I thought we were busy.
No, I do, but, you know, I would love to have a weekend like Tracy had. I think I need to have a little retreat like that. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely having a nice massage. I mean, when do I ever get a massage?
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like heaven.
Sometimes you need that just to recharge your batteries, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. But I love the idea that, you know, you can go somewhere and it's a kind of like a vacation, but then you also get this, you know, like awesome learning experience, which is fabulous, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to start off talking a little bit about the book because I love that title.
Thank you.
Let's just dive right in. What inspired you to write this book, Blindsided by a Diaper?
Well, you know, it's funny. Blindsided by a Diaper is about how your relationship changes after having kids. And what inspired me was my own relationship. My husband Dave and I have been together since we were 20 years old, and I'll let you in on my age. We are actually celebrating our 25th anniversary of being together, not being married, but of being together.
Wow.
At the end of this month. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow,
We took our dear sweet time on everything. You know, we didn't get married until we were 28. We had our first kid at 35. So, you know, we had so much time together. And, you know, we really, in many ways, you know, kind of feel like we grew up together. You know, we met in college, right, and we've gone through all these different stages of life together, and we know each other so well. But when we had a kid, we were surprised by how much our relationship changed. It's like, you know, we're not going to change, and we know each other forever. So, and then, you know, then we started realizing that, you know, some of my friends are talking about this too, but, you know, you're not really hearing about it so much in the magazines. I think a lot of people don't talk about how the relationship changes because I think, you know, it's a very vulnerable thing. I think, you know, you kind of feel like you don't want to talk about your spouse or whatever. So I think a lot of people are wrestling with some changes that may be challenging and they're not talking about it. So I kind of wanted to lift that veil of conversation and open up the conversation.
Communication.
Well,
I think communication is the key, really, isn't it?
It is.
Communication, and we lose it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, your relationship changes in so many great ways. I mean, you are a partner in the most ultimate way. Obviously, I personally felt like I fell in love with Dave all over again, seeing him with our little babies. And, you know, so I think there's so many great changes and so many great things you experience, but it is in many ways challenging. And so the book really talks about both the wonderful changes and also the challenges. And just like you said, open up that conversation.
Which I think is really important, and I appreciate the fact that you're bringing attention to this because I think, and I see this often, a lot of moms sometimes get that they get caught up in that whirlwind of being a mother and a parent, and they kind of do forget about being a wife. And I love that you shine the light on that.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I think there's so many different ways that our relationship changes, and, you know, I kind of address this in the book, but, you know, I think whether it's the communication changing, I think the roles that you take on really change things. In fact, that's one of the big changes that Dave and I experienced was, you know, before having kids, we used to laugh that our W-2s were almost the exact same dollar amount. You know, like we were in the same field, we were doing similar work. And then all of a sudden, he took on the role of being primary breadwinner, and I took on the role of being primary caretaker. And all of a sudden, before I knew it, not only did kind of the balance of power, if you will, kind of changes, but also just what you're thinking about, what you're talking about is so completely opposite of one another, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he was very focused on, my God, I've got to support this family. And, you know, there's a whole stress that comes with that that's huge. And I was, you know, talking about all the little minutia baby stuff that, you know, and so many times we just kind of met each other and we weren't completely relating because we were on different wavelengths.
Yeah.
Dana, did you have an issue with that swing of power? Because I know, I mean, you're obviously an entrepreneurial woman. You've got, you know, you have your own career. And then obviously, I think a lot of women, they get pregnant and then they start dedicating their life to the child. And it's kind of like I know that happened to me too for the first few years. I kind of lost sight of who I was. And you're right, in a relationship, your role reverses. Did you have a struggle with that? I mean, I know a lot of women that did, and I know I did. So,
but it was more of a personal thing than it was between the two of us. Personal in that I think I put on myself, like, oh my gosh, I'm not making money, so can I do this? And, you know, I think there's a little bit of a guilt that I felt with not making money.
Guilt.
Sometimes a little bit of a, I think for me, I was so determined not to be your typical stay-at-home mom. Like, for me, that just sounded scary because I was such a professional person. And I was almost intent on not having dinner ready when he came home because I couldn't become that person. Like, that just scared me.
Right.
That, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm gonna be nothing but taking care of kids and making dinner. You know, so I think that role and what I envisioned that role kind of scared me. And so I think the balance of power is more things that I did to myself in my own head. I think Dave was really the opposite. He's like, Dana, you've got the more important job here. I mean, look at what you're doing. Look at what you're taking care of. You know, so he never put anything on me. It was what I did to myself.
Yeah, I think it is. I think we're our world's worst culprit. We don't give ourselves enough credit. We think, oh, we're staying at home. That means we're not working. But let's face it, being a mom, a stay-at-home mom, they probably got it much harder than the moms that go out to work in a certain, you know, I mean, I love going to work. For me, it's like a break. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like in my little oasis, you know.
You know what's interesting, too, is I think you never know what you want until you're in the thick of having a baby and having kids because I really surprised myself, actually. I thought for sure I'm going to go back to work, you know, right at the three-month mark. I'll be a part-time job share. I had it all planned out. I was so surprised that not only did I not go back to work right away, I had no desire to. Like, I was so happy. There was no way I could have left him. And then, you know, and then I also felt like it became this great privilege that I had that I could actually stay home and be with him, you know. So I found myself so surprised that the person I thought I would be right after having the baby wasn't exactly what I experienced because I was so completely shocked that I didn't want to go back to work right away and I really wanted to be home. And I feel to this day like it's been such a tremendous gift that I had that I was able to really focus on the kids when they were so young. And, you know, and then I started picking up, you know, I kind of went with the flow. Like once I started getting sleep, you know, and then I started picking up more consulting projects and then I started picking up more consistent work. And as they're in school now and, you know, I'm able to do more, and that's where the entrepreneurial things that come in. But it's been something that's evolved, and that's one thing that really surprised me.
About this, I think, is really interesting because I, you know, my whole life I thought I'd do this, and this, right? Whatever it was. And then suddenly I have these children, and like you just referred to, it's something birthed inside me, this whole creative stuff that was never inside of me that I didn't know existed. And so it's interesting, like this blindsided concept where suddenly you have your life planned in your mind, what you think it's going to be, and then it just changes. Mm-hmm. When you have kids. And I love that whole connection to all that. And the same with your relationships. I think it's amazing,
yeah,
you know, that you shine the light on that.
And everybody's journey with this is so personal and so different, you know. So I think that's the other thing is, you know, in the book, I really try to get, I should mention too, the book is an anthology. So I have 32 original essays written by men and women. And so I really wanted to shine the light on all the different ways that your relationship changes, both from the male perspective and the female, because it's such a personal experience. You know, I think, you know, what you experienced is different than what I did. It's different than what you expected. And so, you know, I think you really need to just kind of open it up completely. And I think you kind of see in each of the essays, you know, like, oh, yeah, I experienced that too. And, oh, yeah, you know, so you kind of see a bit of yourself in so many of them.
And I love that. Oh, go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, like, because how do you keep your relationship fresh with your husband? Is there something that you do? Is it a date night or is it a certain, you know, ritual that you're in? I mean, because I think most women out there would love to hear what other people do to keep their marriage fresh and exciting with kids hanging around you and diapers and poop everywhere, you know what I mean?
Well, and even as the kids get older, too, you know, as the kids get older, often you have new demands on your time as well. That's the million-dollar question, and in fact, it's funny, Nora Ephron once made this claim that having a baby is like throwing a hand grenade into your marriage, and I, you know, I always laugh at that quote, and I don't personally agree with it, but there are so many changes. So I do have four key things that I really like to recommend to people to keep their relationship alive. And I call them the four C's: communicate, connect, create, and celebrate. So, you know, communication, it's kind of a no-brainer, but what I think ends up missing a lot of times when you have kids is the deep connection of communication, the real look at each other in the eyes, even for just 5 minutes, but look each other in the eyes, how are you? How was your day? You know, what was interesting today? You know, and really having a conversation that really gets to the core of who you are and what you're experiencing rather than logistics. I think what ends up happening as a parent, a lot of conversation ends up being logistical in nature. And so to get away from that, put that completely on the burner and make it be about you, even for just 5 minutes. Just stop, mm-hmm. look each other in the eye, and have that communication. And, you know, the second C is to connect. And, again, so obvious, but something that sometimes we forget is we're so busy with either the baby schedule or the big kids' schedules or whatever the schedules happen to be, that you need to take time together and really, really make it a priority. And, you know, kind of think about the things that made you fall in love to begin with, you know, the things that you laughed at or the hobbies that you had. You know, you might not be able to afford a babysitter every week or every month. I mean, that's a big thing for many, many couples. But you can make a date night on Saturday night, put the kids to bed at 8 o'clock, and have a late-night dinner and make it romantic and make it something that you just kind of stop. You don't turn on the TV, but you just spend time together and play footsie and whatever you want to do, you know. So really try to make that time together to really, really connect in a way that's flirtatious and fun, you know, just to kind of get back to the basics of why you enjoy being together.
Yeah, and I think that's key. You're right. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and it is. And I think, you know, it's something that I do think can get lost in the shuffle. You know, there's one of the essays actually in the book that I love, and I'd love to just highlight for a second. It was Susan Cheever's essay, and it's called The Drop Ball. And it's actually a rather sad essay because it's a reflection looking back on how she dropped the ball with not one husband but two, because she was so in love and so engrossed with the baby that all of a sudden her hairy, grumpy husband didn't look so appealing, right? So it was just very funny, but also very sobering, because she realizes now, looking back, that if she only realized then what she realizes now, that the best gift she could have given her daughter and her son was to be with her father, you know, and how her heart breaks every time her kids have to say goodbye to their fathers, you know. So I think it was a real reminder, and I think, you know, obviously all the balls that we're juggling, we're all doing so much. There's so many nights that, for me, I'll speak, that a do list might start at 9 o'clock at night, where all of a sudden I'm very ambitious and I want to accomplish the world. And sometimes I just have to push the pause button and say, wait a minute, I've got this wonderful husband waiting downstairs on the sofa, and he'd really love to spend time with me. And I don't want to make him wait all the time because I'm busy with my do list, you know. So kind of pushing that pause button and realizing you don't want to drop the ball.
My husband would adore you, because so many times he said to me, you know, blah, 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 nighttime, you know, let's, good night, kissy, kissy. And I'm like, oh. He's like, well, if you wouldn't have spent all that time on the damn computer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God.
I feel like that's when the kids go to bed and you're like, okay, yes, I've got my time, right?
Yeah, so, time. That's when I do all my work, too, is when the kids go to sleep. Because, I mean, in the day, there's just never enough time. So I think a lot of entrepreneurial moms like us, we put the kids down, we think, great, me time. So we get on the computer, we're on here for like 2-3 hours till midnight.
I did that last night, you know, like absolutely. And so I think as much as that's part of our life and it has to be, I also think, and this is just a goal I'm trying to make, is at least one or two of the nights during the week that we say, okay, is this an us night or is this a work night? And if I can work three of the nights and have two of the nights with him, and then for us the weekends, it's definitely our time, you know. But during the week, I've got to force myself to just turn it off, because you got to tune in, you know. So really, really important. And another tip is to create. And what I mean by that is to create plans together and create dreams together. And, you know, again, that's so much a part of your courtship, you know, what you want this wonderful life of yours to be. But I think when you sometimes have a family, you get so caught up in the busyness of the day that sometimes it's easy to forget, hey, you know, we really do still have that dream of taking this trip in 3 years. Or, you know, we always talked about taking tennis lessons together. Or, you know, so it could be something little, it can be something big, but try each year to say, okay, what is this one dream that we really want to make happen, and how are we going to make steps to making that happen? And that just keeps you so much on the same page and really excited about something that you're creating together.
Now, we've got about 5 minutes, like a few minutes, well, 4 to 5 minutes left. I wanted to quickly, we've talked a little bit about the concepts, and I love this idea, so I want everyone to rush out and get this book, Blindsided by a Diaper, because what a cool book. But I also want to give a few minutes to talk about your Lifestyle Mom network that you've got going, and your radio show. How did that evolve?
Thank you. It's a great question. You know, Lifestyle Mom, the focus of Lifestyle Mom is really on the woman. And, you know, I think one thing that I'm finding is a lot of women, as they enter parenthood, you know, are focusing so much on the kids that they sometimes put their dream on hold. And they put taking care of themselves on hold because they're taking care of everybody else. They put their dreams on hold. And so to me, lifestyle mom is about creating a life that you're excited about. Both your family life, you know, so much of what we dream about, of course, is our family, how we want to spend time together and the great things we want to do together, but also about what you want to create for you in your own life. And so it's about living a healthy life. It's about spending great family time together. And it's about all those things that you as a woman wrestle with and that you're trying to create, whether it's work-life balance and whether it's about, you know, taking care of yourself and all these issues and topics that we think about. So it's never dispensing parenting advice. It's all the things that we find important, like our relationships, right? Keeping them vibrant. So, you know, it's the things that we find important that we really want to focus on. And to me, a lifestyle mom, you know, it's about the choices you're making. It's about being really active and creating the life that you really love, not being a martyr, not living through your kids, but really being the best you, because of being the best you, you're the best mom, you know?
Yeah, and you know, and that's true, because the old song, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. You know,
your dreams are like
my husband a few weeks ago we were going back and forth about something and he's like, "Well, blah blah blah." And I said, "Honey, this makes me happy." And he goes, "Well, your family comes first." I said, "Of course they do, but if I'm not happy, then
they're
not going to be happy." So, and it's real hard because he comes from a very old-fashioned upbringing and traditional. And so that's interesting for him to observe me. And for the first time, I didn't, you know, normally when someone says that, I take it as an attack, like, "I care about my family." And I said, "You know what? You're right. I care about myself first." And you're right. Because if you don't take care of yourself first, it's not considered selfish.
No,
you have to.
Not.
So anyway.
I think that's the thing you're showing your kids too. Like, how cool is it that you have a radio show? Like, you know, I also have a radio show, and I'm finding my little guys, their ages 9, 7, and 5, they're telling their teachers, they're telling their friends. I mean, there's something they're kind of proud about, you know? So yes, I've structured my life in a way that when they're home from school, I'm home, and I feel so grateful for that, and that's what I'm trying to create for myself and for my family. But I kind of dig the fact that they can kind of be proud of me, you know, that there's something that they see that's inspiring. Yeah,
you're not just mom. You're not just a mom, you know, and you have your own identity, and you,
right.
The kids love that. I mean, they love the fact that they can go to school and talk about you, that you're not just their mom. You've got a purpose
right.
in life. It's all about having a purpose, and
well, and
your
I want to really
inspire all these women.
Yeah, and you know, I want to really underscore too that I think working is not right for every mom, and I'm not at all. This is not at all a work versus a stay home thing. But what I do advocate is find something for you. So
right.
If it's work, great. If it's not work, great. If it's doing some good volunteer work or that you're psyched that you're able to train for that 5K race, you know, whatever it is that is something for you that really jazzes you, that's really what it's about. And it's about making those choices of balance. And sometimes they're hard choices, too. It's the choices of, you know, I'd really like to have a better house and a bigger house. But to do that, I'm not going to be able to be with my family the way I want because we're going to have to work too much, you know. So there's these choices that we all as families and as moms are making. And I think, you know, really talking about some of those issues are important as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's a huge, huge thing. And I want people to check out your website. It's tell us your website. I know it, but just so the listeners can hear, tell us your website and a little bit about what they can do there.
Thank you, and thanks for highlighting it. It's lifestylemom.com. And I'd really love to encourage listeners, too, to sign up for the monthly newsletter. I will be starting weekly newsletter. I will be starting the newsletter weekly starting in April. And subscribers will be able to have access to giveaways and things that other people don't. But really the focus, again, is really on providing articles on healthy living, family life, and on creating the life for you that you want to create for yourself. And that's what you find on both the website and the newsletter.
Well, this is wonderful, and what a great resource for women. And you know, keep up the great work, and you know, go out there and grab that book. I think you'll really enjoy this book. And
thank you.
Check out our website. And Dana, thank you so much for coming
and
taking time out of your busy schedule.
You're welcome.
Dana.
And I want to highlight one thing: Tracy and Beth are going to be on the Lifestyle Mom Radio Cafe on Tuesday, April 20th. So definitely watch out for that as well.
Thank you.
Dana, I am so sorry. We didn't get to talk about your musical, and I really want to talk about that, but maybe we'll have you on another time.
Oh, thank you. It's in development, so when it comes out, I'll let you know.
maybe we'll have you back to talk about the musical.
Sounds
yes,
good.
Definitely.
I hope so.
All right. Well, in a few moments, we will be – thank you, Dana. In a few moments, Tracy, we're going to be talking with Kimberly Fowler from the No-Ohm Zone. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And don't go away because you're listening to A Balanced Life with Beth and Tracy.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
TeenMallet.com is an online community for fitness improvement, sexy lifestyle upgrades, and a training ground for a new, healthier you. It's also a place where you can interact with others who, like you, are actively working and striving toward the same goals. Join Tracy Mallett, international fitness and lifestyle expert, and a growing group of women who want to stay fit, healthy, and achieve personal satisfaction with their bodies and lives through healthy living. Tracy Mallett is the author of Sexy and Six, Super Fit Mama, and over 17 home exercise DVDs, including Lose That Belly Flab and 6-Minute Quick Glass Calorie Blast. Join TeenMallet.com today and find the new you together.
Welcome back to A Balanced Life with Beth and Tracy. And we are so proud to announce our next guest, and I'm a big fan of hers. I've got her videotapes and love it. Kimberly Fowler of the No-Ohm Zone. Don't you just love that word?
I love that.
The No-Ohm Zone. Probably with my accent, it might sound a little bit crazy, but when we when we talk to Kimberly and with her beautiful voice and her, and that's what I love about Kimberly. She has that voice that you just want to like listen to for days. And it just kind of like relaxes you and you go into this meditation. She's just got the most beautiful voice. And she is a yoga pioneer in her own right. Fowler's Yoga for Athletes program has gained a cult following over the past 8 years with more than 500 students filing to YAS, her minimalist Venice, California fitness studio on a daily basis. She's very close to me in Venice, and I haven't had the pleasure to go and take a class, but I'm definitely going to be making the venture out there to go and take a class. Fowler's promise of no chanting, no granola, and no Sanskrit. Just love that.
I love that.
Coupled with classes designed to meet the one-hour mark. And the 1 hour is definitely a must because I know we live in a busy lifestyle, so I love the 1 hour because that's the number one issue that I have a lot of the times is that it's an hour and a half and I don't have enough time to fit an hour and a half.
You're right.
She has earned recognition as the go-to expert for all things yoga and sports related, as well as articles in numerous publications such as Self, W, People, In Style, Glamour, Her Sports, Health, The New York Times, Shape, and Yoga Journal. She's all over the place, which is awesome. And just as having met Sally, Fowler met yoga 27 years ago, and her mind-over-body approach went into an overdrive as she recuperated from sports-related injuries. competed in triathlons, worked as a top-notch litigator for 20 years.
Ooh!
And that's great.
And that's awesome.
The sole female executive of the winning combination vitamin company.
Wow.
Ultimately, Fowler left the corporate world and set her sights on tailoring the 5,000-year-old practice, yoga practice, to fit a no-nonsense, modern approach, and thus the Yoga for Athletes program was born.
I love that. See, where were you when I was training for my marathon? My goodness gracious. Welcome, Kimberly, to our show. What an impressive resume. I mean, do you ever just listen to that and go, that's me? I'm impressive.
I think sometimes like people go, wow, you've done a lot, but I'm 51 years old, so, you know.
Really? You were never 51, Kimberly. You look nowhere near. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
You
guys have all got to go out there and buy her video right now, because this woman does not look 51. I mean, that is an inspiration for me to start doing your workouts. Oh, my gosh. You look amazing.
Well, thank
amazing.
You. So when you look at accomplishments, I've been around for a long time, so.
No, that's not an excuse. You're a leader in your field, and you're wonderful. And I think your resume speaks for the goodness and how you want to bring yoga to mainstream, and not just for people who think it's about chanting, about meditation. It's about a living. It's about a balance and bringing balance to one's life. So I think
exactly.
You're a pioneer in that. So I'd love to hear a little bit about how the no arm zone was actually, how you actually came about with this, how you actually started.
Well, the no arm zone is the workout companion to my book that comes out it's in summer, I think it comes out in July, and I did a workout companion to it. The book has the same name. I mean, for me, when I first started my Yoga for Athletes program, like 8.5 years ago, it was to attract people that wouldn't normally do yoga. Like, a lot of people do, just like you said, they think it's, you know, the chanting, the, you know, it's like a religion or...
Yeah, and they're speaking in the words.
Sanskrit.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what?
You go into class, for a lot of people, you go into class and the teacher's twisting themselves up in a pretzel and, you know, there's gongs and all this stuff, and they just go, ugh, this just isn't for me. And, you know, with my program, we speak in English, we don't do the chanting, and if that's what you like, there's plenty of places to go. But if you're looking for yoga to, you know, for injury prevention...
To get a hot body.
Yeah, to get a hot body, exactly. Then,
I love that.
Then this is a program for you.
Do you get a lot of men coming into your class? This is totally up a man's alley here, you know. I mean, I'm sure they'd be coming in droves, right?
It is. I mean, for men, when they think of yoga, they, you know, it's sort of they think of it as being a woman's thing to do. But when you say yoga for athletes, they think...
They chime in, yeah.
They chime in. They think, oh, okay, well, I can do this. And it is something they can do, because... It's a challenging sequence, but it's not complicated. It's like, and anybody can do it, and it's made for stiff people. I mean, when you're an athlete, you're stiff. I mean, it's just a fact. You have
Can I interject?
Sure.
My son is a little athlete. He's 12 years old.
Oh.
The other night, I rub their back before they go to bed. That's just my thing. He is so tight.
Yes.
And I said to him, we've got to find something. And I've got your videos. I might just encourage him to do them, because I think they would help him a lot. So
you
just
should.
Wanted to let you know that.
The Yoga for Athletes, we have a lot of moms who bring their kids, that like high school kids, to class with them, because they see that. They're, you know, male and female kids, because it helps them. And they see that they're already starting to get stiff and they're going to get injured. So they bring them to class mostly on the weekends.
Well, can I just real quick, just briefly tell us a little bit about the YAS? Is it pronounced Yaz or YAS?
I'm from Jersey, so I, you know, it's sort of Yaz.
Yes. Okay, so tell us a little bit about that, so we understand what this concept is.
Well, when I was, as you had mentioned, I was a litigator for a long time and in the corporate world, and I love working out. I've
I've always felt that I had something else I was supposed to do besides being, you know, in the corporate world and fighting all, yeah. you know, every day of my life. Mm. And I actually had a really bad climbing accident in Las Vegas. And while I was recovering, I went like, okay, now's the time to figure out what you really want to do with your life. And my loves, my passions were spinning and yoga. And I could yeah. never figure out why someone didn't put them in one building.
Combine them.
You know? Yeah, to combine them.
Yeah, combine and, them. Exactly.
And I'd be running from a you know, a spin class to a yoga class and the whole time going, come on, why doesn't somebody just put these together? And I was in the shower one day and I just went, that's what you should do. And that's
a good idea. clever.
Do you start with a spinning first and then you go into yoga, obviously, right?
Yes. You want to warm up your yeah. body and mm-hmm. then you go into, you know, go into your yoga. And it's when yoga, the first part of the class is to get your body warmed up. So with yeah. spinning, you're already there and you go in and you'll have the best yoga class you've ever had.
Because you can stretch further too, because yes. your body's warm and you can go straight into it. I mean, I've taught spinning for years, and I'm not a yoga instructor. Yes. I've taught spinning for many years, right way back, you know, Johnny G, and
right.
well, it was about 12, 13 years ago. And my background is more Pilates. I've done Pilates for like 15 years, which is another mind body alternative,
right.
obviously, to yoga. And so I always used to finish off with Pilates, and I always felt it was a great combination together, had the flexibility in the core and everything like that, and people loved
yes.
it. But I do think after spinning, I think yoga is much more beneficial, just because, I mean, a lot of people always come to me after doing spinning, you know, I think I'm going to cut down my spinning because I'm noticing that my legs are getting larger. Mm-hmm. Is spinning doing that? And I'm like, absolutely not. It's just more blood volume going to those muscles, so they appear. So I think if you did yoga afterwards, you get that stretching flexibility component to stretch out those quads and hamstrings, and it would give to a more of a balanced workout. And I've seen your studio, Yaz, and I think it's a great concept. And I'd love you to tell us all about, you have a franchise system, I believe, and you've got, how many studios do you have across, is it California or have you gone into other states?
Well, right now it's in California. I have three of my own studios. I have Venice, Silver Lake, and East Costa Mesa, and then I have a franchise opening downtown at the end of this month, and then another one.
Oh, really?
Yes, downtown I think is going to do really well. And then
where in downtown? Where downtown Los Angeles? On which
downtown
street?
Los Angeles, and it's not, if you know LA, it's not far from the Ralphs. It's on it's like 830 Hope Street, so. Not.
Oh, that's a great street. Awesome.
Great street.
Great.
Yes.
Mm.
So then I have another one that's opening in Redondo. They're negotiating on a space. I'm heading to New York in about a week to look at locations in New York City. So.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's a lot of work. I mean, franchising is a lot of work. I mean, but how inspiring it is to see all these people doing, you know, your philosophy. I mean, you must feel very proud.
I do. Like last night, I was teaching in Silver Lake, and we have two teachers' trainings going on, one in Venice and one in Silver Lake. And it is, you know, it's amazing to just watch this all happen. If I go above it, like the day to day, yes, you're exactly right. It's a lot of work. But if I can sit above it and look at it, it's like, wow, this is pretty amazing.
Well, do you have any secret or special tips that you would recommend for women, for just general or people for staying healthy? What are your, you know, surefire tips that you really feel work for you and your clients?
Well, I was listening to your last guest and, you know, the conversation about, you know, moms. And if you're not, if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of your family or your kids. And I say that all day long to my moms that come to Yaz, because you just carve out this time for yourself, this hour. Like we have a Yaz class, which is a half an hour spinning and then a half an hour yoga. And I just say, you know, get that in. Whatever
yeah.
you have to do, just take care of yourself. So that's the number one tip. I think with a lot of women, they put, you know, everybody ahead of them. They put their family, they put their husband, they put the work, and it's just, if you don't take care of yourself, then everything else is gone. And I if I could put anything out there, that's for moms or for women in general, that you have to take care of yourself. And another tip that I give to people that come is find a workout buddy. I mean, we have a lot of students, and they meet each other at class, and they do it as a something social. And you're not going to, if you might let yourself down, you're not going to let your friend down. So if you're meeting someone, you know, to work out, believe me, you'll be there. So I think that's really important.
I love that idea. Tracy, you want to be my workout buddy virtually?
You know, that's why I think, and Kimberly will agree with me in this, that's why I think how the fitness industry now, it's all going into group classes, not only because of the economy, and it's a great way of bringing the costs down, but it's not just about that. It's about the friendship and the bonds that they make during classes, and it keeps them going. And I think that's the wave of the future, and I think your philosophy and your 30-minute classes and the combination of the two about cross training and for the everyday consumer is a great message to go with how the fitness industry is going now. So I think you're going to be very successful in that, as you see, and I think we're going to be seeing Yaz, you know, studios all over the place, and I think that's wonderful. But I would love for you to talk about your book, and I see that you've got you've got four new books that are going to be coming out. The first one, obviously, is the No Ohm Zone, which we talked about, and then the No Age Zone. Love that. The No Tofu Zone. Love tofu, but no one knows what to do with it.
Yes.
The No MBA Zone. And I love that because I'm probably one of them people. It's like an all or nothing type of gal. So can you talk a little bit about your books, the great titles?
Well, thank you. I mean, the No Ohm Zone that's coming out is a head-to-toe yoga book. It's like yoga for your head, yoga for your neck, yoga for your shoulders, all the way down to your feet. And I talk about, like for yoga for the head, I go into meditation and, you know, stress and how to, you know, use yoga to help, you know, help with those situations. And I do a little workout in every single chapter, you know, so, you know, it's like the longest one is 10 minutes. So everybody can fit in, you know, 5 to 10 minutes every day. You know, or at least, you know, 5 times a week, you know, just to give them, if you're working with a certain area, like if you had tight shoulders, you just go to the shoulder chapter and, you know, you read why they might be tight, what muscles are working at that point. And then you do this little yoga program that'll, you know, help relieve tight muscles in that area.
I wanted to really quick, because we do have to go for a quick station break. So when we get back, I want to continue talking about this conversation with our guest, Kimberly Fowler. In the meantime, while we're on our break, Kimberly, let us know your website so that people can hop on while we're doing our commercial.
Thank you. It's the noohmzone.com.
Okay, so it's THENOOMZONE.com.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Beth and Tracy. This is A Balanced Life. Don't go away.
Is an online community for fitness improvement, sexy lifestyle upgrades, and a training ground for a new, healthier you. It's also a place where you can interact with others who, like you, are actively working and striving toward the same goals. Join Tracy Mallett, international fitness and lifestyle expert, and a growing group of women who want to stay fit, healthy, and achieve personal satisfaction with their bodies and lives through healthy living. Tracy Mallett is the author of Sexy and Six, Superfit Mama, and over 17 home exercise DVDs, including Lose That Belly Flab and 6-Minute Quick Blast Calorie Blast. Join TeamMallet.com today and find the new you together.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog, written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Welcome back to A Balanced Life. We have our great guest, Kimberly Fowler, and we just wanted to go back to what we were talking about before the break. And she was talking about her new book, The No Ohm Zone. But what I love is the fact that, and she has a video as a companion to go with the book. And I know personally that this is great for the consumer out there, because I know it's sometimes you can't look at a picture and then, okay, I want to try and do this. It's kind of, you know, it's hard. But what the book will give you is the technique and how to, like, get more out of that particular exercise on the breath and the biomechanics of that exercise. But then you can pop the video in and you can watch Kimberly and listen to her beautiful voice and follow the actual moves. And so I think you've got this win-win situation. So I'm glad that you did that. And will you continue doing that with your other books?
Yes. For the No Age Zone, the next book, I'm going to do an anti-aging routine to go with it.
So you can love that. I'll buy it. Put me down.
My yes, neck I think wants that's going to be a that. Good one.
My neck really wants me to buy that book.
Can you get rid of my wrinkles? Can I do a massage or some stretching for my wrinkles around my eyes? I would be very happy.
That's very funny.
We're banging girls, but you know what? We deserve to be. We work hard for it, right?
That's right. We work hard for our wrinkles.
Exactly.
I've heard every one, darn it.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Getting back. So when is the next book? Now, the first book is due out when? Give
in
us
July.
The date on that. Okay, so we've got looking forward to that. And remind me, get us that for our online magazine, for our It Girl section. Because
oh,
I know
that would
we've
be
got.
Great. I will.
Yeah, be sure and let Leslie get us that. Now, here's a question. How do you keep your workouts fresh and fun? I know sometimes we all get into this rut, and Tracy and I, we've talked about this. You know, you got your workout. What do you do with your clients and yourself to really keep the spice, so to speak, in your workouts?
Well, I think you can, you know, I was talking to someone last night in Silver Lake about this. She was sort of, like, concerned that she wasn't, you know, pushing herself, or should she relax? And it's like, we have a set sequence at Yaz that, like, I can go into a class, and I go more for, like, how I'm feeling. Like, I can go into a class and really go hard, or I can go into a class and just not, you know, not push as hard. And I think you need to just tap into how you're feeling. I think you should always work out, but sometimes you have it to go hard, and you should, and then sometimes you don't, and you just need to back it off. And so for me, I look at it more as, you know, how you're feeling. You know, you need to tap into your, you know, yourself and just how you're feeling that day.
Yeah, because, I mean, every day matters. And, you know, even if you just get out there and walk the dog, it's better than nothing.
It's true. They say every day you work out adds a day to your life. So I don't know if that's
true. Oh, really?
That's what the research says.
I like that. I didn't know that. That's great. And, you know, I was just reading through your bio, and I just love this at the end here. It says, in a Richard Simmons burst of enthusiasm, minus the jazz hands, Fowler yearns for people to get off the couch and on the mat. I just love that because I love Richard Simmons, and I just think that just sums you up in a great way. Don't you? I love that. And I love the other saying that you've got, I'm not your guru, you are. And that is so true. I mean, it's not up to us, it's up to you. We can give you the tools as an instructor and as a mentor, but it's up to you. And I think as an individual, we never take the credit for it. We're always easy on passing the credit to somebody else. And so I think that's a great realization out there. You know, we can give you the tools to get in shape and get the a balance in your life, but it's really up to you to put it into practice. You agree, Kimberly?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that people need to realize that you don't need an outside source to empower you. I mean, everything's within all of us. And, you know, I think lots of times with workouts, somebody's looking at this other person and they don't have any more power than you do. You need to empower yourself. We're all great people. And I think sometimes people look outside themselves or to an instructor, you know, to empower them, but that's really not what it's about. You need to, you know, be your own guru and empower yourself.
I love that. So guru within.
Yeah, guru within, exactly. That's a good one.
Yeah,
sorry. Trademark
it. I own that trademark.
You're the litigator. Yes. You're the litigator here. So come on, let's trademark.
Can I feel that?
You have an advantage over us, Mia, folks. You know.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes before we have to wrap on the show, but I wanted to, if you could just tell us a little bit about your latest DVD release, and then any upcoming exciting projects that we can look forward to.
Well, the DVD, the No Ohm Zone, it has three parts to it. It's yoga for your upper body, yoga for your core, and then yoga for your lower body. And they're each 15 minutes. So you can either use them all together and put a whole routine together, or if you only have 15 minutes, then you just, you know, go to one of the routines and you can alternate them throughout the week if that's what you want. Or they're great to travel with. Because, you know, you don't need a lot of room, and, you know, 15 minutes is easy to do when you're traveling. And with projects, I have... Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to ask, are you going to be doing any downloads? Because I know people always ask me, you've got it on a DVD. Can people download your DVDs anywhere right now?
Well, Yoga Vibe, I have a download for the Yoga for Athletes. So
great.
Download that DVD on that website. And
well, that's good. Go ahead, sorry.
And
go ahead.
I will be doing downloads for the No Ohm Zone, but not yet.
Okay, that's perfect. I think people really relate to that, and that's a good tool to have. Well, we will be giving our listeners one more chance to check out your website. So I know it, but can you just repeat your website one more time so the gals at home can hear that?
www.thenoohmzone.com.
I want everyone to thenoohmzone.com. So I just want to make sure they get that right.
And is that where they can buy the books and the video? Obviously, the book hasn't come out till July. But is that where people can get their videos from? Is there anywhere else that the videos are available right now? Or is it just mainly on your website?
They're on Amazon and on my main website, which is gotoyaz.com.
Nice. Okay, so we've got all that information. Well, I really enjoyed learning all this. You've motivated me to get off the couch and go work out. In fact, I'm going to go right now. I'm lacing up my sneakers. So, that's right.
You've got to get it right. Get off your couch and on your mat.
Oh, there you go. Get off your couch and on your mat. See, I can't
get it right.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Kimberly, for being a guest on our show. And we look forward to getting the information about your book for my website, forherinformation.com. And for those of you listening, Tracy's wonderful website with lots of information, tips, ideas, and links to all of her good projects is Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Mallett, M-A-L-L-E-T-T.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Great meeting you, Kimberly. You're a great inspiration. Keep it up, okay?
All right. We'll talk to everyone soon and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. Listen every other Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time as Beth and Tracy show you what you've been missing.